It's all about schools on Chatabout today. We're only a couple of weeks away from getting things started, and we hear from Danae Alamano, the Executive Director of the United Way of Bemidji Area, about their first ever Stuff a Bus School Supply Drive. We're proud to team up with them on that. She has all the details, and there's a school board meeting tonight, so we hear from the Superintendent of Schools, Jeremy Olson, and school board member Anna Manicky. It's all coming up today on Chatabout. Chatabout is sponsored today by Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, and First National Bank Bemidji. We are talking school stuff today with the superintendent of District 31, Jeremy Olson, and ISD 31 school board member Anna Manicky. Welcome to Chatabout.
Thank you, Kev.
Thank you.
Well, here we go again, another meeting, which is what you guys do a lot of. Anna, tell me, though, before we get into that, when you're not doing meetings, what are your responsibilities as a school board member?
So our responsibilities are, you know, we'll get random phone calls sometimes, especially if there's a hot topic going about in the school. So answering phone calls, emails, and then going through before the school board meetings and looking at the agenda and gathering all the information that we can to be prepare ourselves for our meetings on Mondays every month.
Okay. Well, Jeremy, as we get going into tonight's meeting, we will do something, or you will do something that us three and many other people were involved with just a couple months ago, and that's adopting the strategic plan. What is it kind of is self-explanatory, but from your perspective, what is a strategic plan and what happens tonight?
So the long story short, so what we're adopting tonight is a document, right? A document that spells out a lot of things. But a strategic plan is more than just a document. It's a roadmap for where we're going to be going. You know, where do we want to get to? So first of all, there's an idea of the vision. Where do we want to go, right? So that end destination. The strategic plan is a guideline to how to get there. It's that roadmap to that destination we want to get to. And what we're adopting tonight, and I'll be very honest with the board, is not complete. You know, so we have a lot of action steps still behind it that we're going to need to work through with our staff, with our school board, administratively as well, and putting those action steps behind it. So I don't want to make it seem like this is an all complete plan that's all ready to go. I would say that this is going to morph, ebb and flow throughout the next few years as we get into this and realize, okay, these are steps we're taking, and maybe we need to readdress this or move it forward in a different avenue. So what we're adopting tonight is the written plan with the understanding that there are still priorities left to put together as far as what are the priorities and action steps we should take. You know, so basically which step is step one, which step is step two, as we look to accomplish kind of these broader visions. So that's what we're looking at tonight is really just adopting that plan, having some initial discussion about the strategic plan. There'll be a board work session coming up at some point in the future in which we're going to be looking at this in a little bit deeper dive with the school board. So this is, an initial plan that's being adopted. I don't want anyone to think like, oh, they're done, everything's good. There's a lot of steps to this. This is a process that started off with community and staff and student input. And then it morphed with our strategic planning committee put together again. So each time we're meeting and each step, we're taking it from the 30,000 foot view to the 20,000 foot view to the 10,000 foot view. You know, we're kind of bringing it back down to earth here as we start to look at putting legs on this and making sure they can advance and be successful.
Anna, you were involved in that, obviously, as was I. Overall, your thoughts on how the process played out and what our strategic plan is at this point?
You know, I have looked at the rough draft of it, and I'm very happy on where it came. When I, you know, the first meeting, and maybe you can agree with this too, is that it was pretty overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of steps to take, a lot of information to put down, and I thought it was very well played out, and it was fun to see it come together and to be born, so to speak, because I don't know if the school district here has ever really done the strategic plan like we just did. So I thought it was a good experience.
Yeah, I thought so too, and I found it really interesting. I thought that from the community input, staff input, student input, and our input, a lot of harmony, a lot of the same concerns across the board. So it seems like the community seems to have a fairly unified approach to what we want to see District 31 do.
That was very evident in input. So whenever you're going into this process, you're always worried that you're going to get these bookends, right? You're going to get one group that believes we should go one direction, one group that believes we should go another direction, and then you're caught in that really uncomfortable spot of, okay, where do we go? I think what everyone agreed on is education is first, right? Mm-hmm. That is who we are as a school district. It's instruction, instruction, instruction. How do we provide the best instruction to students to provide them with an opportunity down the road? So that really unified and was central to our purpose. And even though we saw in our committee, I mean, as we talked about that input that got led to that strategic planning committee, there was we had a good representation of our community with very different ideas sometimes on what things looked like, but that agreement around that instruction needs to be central to who we are as a school district. So student achievement kind of led the list on things that we're looking at. So when we talk about broad topics, student achievement was certainly the first and foremost. Then we looked at student support and belonging. You know, do students feel like they can be they're a part of our school district? And when students have a sense of belonging, the outcomes are so much better. Then we also looked at district culture. You know, what kind of district should we be providing? What kind of district do we want to work in? What kind of district messaging and vision should we have for ourselves? How should we hold ourselves accountable as far as communication, collaboration with the community, making sure that we understand that education is a partnership with parents, and what does that look like? And then also community connections. We are part of the community. You know, we are not a separate entity. We exist to serve the community. And so the idea of making sure that the community understands the direction, where we're going, why we're doing what we're doing, and then also that we demonstrate a good amount of transparency so that we are very open and saying, here's why we're doing this, here's the direction we're going, and then allowing ourselves to communicate and understand that feedback loop with the community.
Okay. One of your favorite topics is policies. You got to keep doing that, apparently, tonight.
Boy, I think you're saying that facetiously.
I am.
You know how
sick.
Much I love policy. No, it's I always say policy is kind of a necessary evil, right? Policy is frustrating sometimes to develop, but it's really important when you're looking to make a decision and trying to keep things uniform. So policy is incredibly important. So I don't want to discount policy. And actually, as Anna was talking about her responsibilities as a school board member, one of the things that she kind of did not highlight is the committee work that goes behind it. So not only do school board members have to work on preparing themselves for each agenda, a monthly meeting, they also look at preparing themselves for whether it's a board session, a special session when we're discussing certain topics, and also the committee work. So each school board member has a couple of committees they're responsible for. So Anna's on the policy committee with me, so she knows how much I love policy. And those are some things that school board members end up working on, as well as the committee work that ends up leading to some of that work that happens at the board meeting.
Okay. But it's got to be done. Usually, though, it seems to be more tweaks than massive changes, right? Maybe not.
Well. Maybe Anna wants to address that.
So right at the beginning of my term, Jeremy received several phone calls from me as I was starting to look at the policies of District 31 and realizing that there's a lot of work that needs to be done with these policies over many years. And so we worked together and we created the policy committee, which the school district did not have before, which is very needed. We've got some policies that are needing to just, you know, go away because they, you know, are so old that it's just not, you know, pertinent anymore to our district. But then there's some that need to be brought back up to state statute so we're in compliance. So it's been a lot of work. Superintendent Olson's Secretary Christie has been amazing and doing a lot of work behind the scenes with that too. Okay. So we greatly appreciate her work with that.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that you had one from 86 or more, but let me tell you, 86 wasn't that far long ago, was it? Sadly, it doesn't seem that long ago to me. That's the sad part of it. All right. Well, okay. And you're some new staff, apparently.
Yes. Yep. So we've been very fortunate at Bemidji Schools. Now, the staffing issues that have affected the entire country, our state, the workforce shortage is affecting Bemidji Schools. So I don't want to discount that. But it is nice to see that we are seeming to have a fairly good track record of filling positions with some really – we actually had some decent pools this year, which last year we maybe didn't have some of the deeper pools. And so we're really fortunate with some of the people we're bringing on. So I consider ourselves very fortunate in that area. The area that we're probably struggling the most in and bringing staff on, though, is bus drivers. Again, I'm going to do a shameless plug that if you are interested in driving bus next year and you don't have a license, talk to transportation, talk to myself. We can certainly work with you to secure that license and so forth because we are in serious need of bus drivers.
That's a theme I've heard for a while, the need of bus drivers. So you need special licensure. I mean, you can't – it's not just the license I have, right?
I don't know what license you have.
So. No, I got the basic. Just okay, the basic.
So, so basically what you would need is you have to get your CDL with a passenger endorsement, school bus endorsement, and then in our district we also require brakes as well. So a couple endorsements there. That is something, though, we have a great good training staff that can walk you through basically. Kevin, if you had this interest, this burning desire to drive school bus, you would talk to our transportation director. We'd walk you right through the process. We're basically kind of take your hand, walk you through the process. Here's what you have to do, train you, provide technical expertise on here's some things to be watching for. We are very interested in making sure that we can take someone from their current driver's license, as long as you've got a safe driving record, right to the very end and work with you to get that license.
Okay. Also, tonight, Central School is still a part of the district, but maybe not for that much longer.
So the school district has been in the process right now. Central School is, we're looking at tonight to declare it surplus property. I want to explain that process because it's an odd process for many people. The school district just can't go and sell property. What we have to do is, first of all, declare it surplus before we can move it into a category where the school district can actually walk through with a vendor and look at a sale. So as we look to achieve that strategic direction, the school board will be asked tonight to declare it surplus property, and then that opens up the avenue for the school district then to entertain and work with any vendors that are interested, assuming that they met the basic requirements. So the school board strategically a few months ago sat down, the school board, myself, in a closed session, and we talked through the parameters of what the school board would like to see in any sale, dollar amounts, all those different pieces. And obviously I can't declare any of that because that was done in a closed session. Because obviously you can understand that when you're negotiating, stating here's what we need as basic requirements probably isn't going to be advantageous for the district. So as long as those benchmarks that the school board set are met, and it's declared surplus property, now that would open up the avenue for us to sell the property. So we're walking through a process right now, just part of a larger process as we look to be very responsible with taxpayer money.
Okay. You're also going to get a report on the 21st Century Grant, which, what is the 21st Century Grant?
So it's a program that it's a grant that was written. We had this program a few years ago, and I believe, Anna, you have some knowledge on this. Did you have a child go through it?
Yeah, I did. I did have a child go through the 21st century, and then we lost the grant or whatever happened with that. And it's very helpful. It's an after-school program for kids who maybe need a little bit extra with math and reading, and then, you know, the teachers do their assessment of these kids and based on their scores, and they stay for, I don't know if it's like an hour or two extra after school. And it's, you know, it's helpful. It's just that little extra bump that they need in a smaller atmosphere. I was so happy when I saw that we got the grant back for those kids that could really benefit from it.
Okay.
We're also partnering with local, you know, the Boys and Girls Club in town here is one of our partners. looking at ways to engage the community in this so that we can, you know, Boys and Girls Club have a strong record of helping students, and so we've engaged them as part of the process. But the idea is to really look at, you know, from a financial end of things, in 2024, the federal dollars are ending, and we've used those federal dollars to have clubs, to have events after school to help students out academically. And we knew in 2024 those would be ending. So we started looking for opportunities to continue that because we know that students need support. And especially students that maybe are having a little struggle, and especially in reading. You know, reading's a big focus of the state and of our school district as well. So how do we supplement or help the students that are maybe struggling? And this was an opportunity that we have had in the past that we were able to renew and get back into our district. So I think this will be a positive thing.
Okay. Anna, you've been on the board actively since January, right?
Correct.
So what's your biggest surprise, the biggest thing you weren't expecting about being a school board member?
I knew it was going to be a lot of work going into it. I did know that. But the more digging, you know, the finances, there is so much that goes into this. It's not just showing up to the meeting and, you know, going through the process of the agenda. It is a lot of behind the scenes work. It's a lot of homework. Not only are you trying to balance your own personal career, your family, mm-hmm. and then this, you really do have to. It was a struggle for a few months to try and figure out, you know, okay, the amount of time that I need to set aside for it. But it's needed. I've enjoyed it. I think we've made a lot of groundwork. I love having Superintendent Olson new on board with a fresh set of eyes, 5 new board members. I think we've really made a lot of progress so far. The community might not like see everything, mm-hmm. but behind the scenes, I really feel like we have.
Was there anything about your first, is it 8 months? 8 months on the board that was a pleasant surprise for you? You said, "Wow, I didn't know this was going on here."
I don't, maybe with the policies. I don't know. Just, you know, being able to have that foot in the door to even talk to some of our administrative directors more about what they do and, you know, what can we help them with, you know, to make their job easier, or, you know, what kind of resources would they like to see from the school board to be able to give to them. I think it's just been great, great experience.
Okay. I've worked through a few new general managers in my time. I have to train them correctly, of course. So I'm asking you as a superintendent, you come in, you think you know what you're getting into, but you never do until you actually, you know, submerge yourself. What are your surprises in your first year with the district?
Well, that's a loaded question. I would say surprises can both be good and bad, right?
Right.
We always assume that, you know, surprises in a job are bad things. What I've been surprised pleasantly with is the quality of our staff. We just had a data day, and we had lots of teachers that came back for that. And we looked through our data, and we looked through, you know, and more important than just looking through the data is, what are we going to do different? You know, if we continue to do the same thing, we're going to get the same results. Like, that's just mm-hmm. so setting goals and saying we're going to increase X percentage, that doesn't get you to X percentage. What gets you there is, what is your action plan to get there? What are we going to do differently this year? What is that going to look like? And are we going to have a strong measure of intentionality, right? So are we going to have that intentionality around what we're doing and that focus to get it done? Because if we come in and we've got 25 different directions, and we're all over the place, we're not going to be successful. So I would say that seeing the staff get together on data day and walk through some actionable strategy for how to move our district forward, to see the passion that our teachers bring for their students, it was quite moving. So I left with data day being so impressed with our staff and being very thankful to be leading a district with this quality of staff. So that's what I've been surprised by. Now, there were some things that this is my 16th year as a superintendent now. There are some things where I was surprised by, you know, why do we do things this way? And we work through some of that. And I think that this is something where we have great staff. We have some great principals doing some awesome things. But I think one of the things that I really wanted to bring to the table is that intentional focus on what we're doing. And it's all on instruction. And I think during COVID, we got lost in a lot of different things. And we need to find our way and have that intentional focus on where we're going. What we're trying to base everything around is it's all about instruction. Instruction is 1, 2, and 3. You know, there's nothing but instruction that we're going to be focusing on. But we have to be intentional about not going after these fads. Right, so that requires discipline. So it's focus and discipline that we need to bring forward as a strategy. We need to be focused on instruction, but we need to be disciplined on not going 25 different ways with a whole bunch of different fads. So that's what I've been trying to really focus on as a district, is that intentionality and then that discipline to stay the course.
Okay. What time is the meeting tonight?
6:30.
6:30 in the district boardroom, and opportunity for people to talk. When is that? You got a couple of, you still do two, or you just got one now?
So what we have an opportunity is there's a listening session.
That's right.
At 5:45. Okay. I'm always a little leery on that time. So 5:45, we have a listening session, which allows people that small group experience. So they're able to sit down with a couple board members and, maybe have a conversation about the district, maybe state a concern. And then we have the public listening session that follows the approval of the agenda. So as soon as basically the number one thing that we do there, we do the public participation right after we get the agenda approved, and then we roll on with the rest of the meeting after that public participation. There's two opportunities for the public to speak into the process, both in that more intimate setting with two board members and then more the public setting as well.
Superintendent Jeremy Olson and board member Anna Manicki joining me today on Chat About the Board meeting tonight. Again, listening session at 5:45, meeting at 6:30. Thank you both for being here. Appreciate your input today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are talking with one of the most well-respected, one of the highest-level people I know, and one of our most frequent guests, Danae Alamano, the Executive Director of the United Way of Bemidji Area. Welcome back, Danae.
Thank you. Thanks for the, the titles.
Well, you know,
it's nice.
Well-deserved. Well, we got a few things to talk about over the course of the next few months, so you'll be hearing Danae a lot. Today, we're going to focus on something that's kind of a short window, mm-hmm. is rolling now, and if people want to contribute, they kind of have to get after it, and that is what is we decided to call Stuff a Bus.
Mm-hmm. I like that you said rolling now. It's like a good pun.
Hey,
yeah. Good job.
So Stuff a Bus, which is a way to get supplies in the hands of families and kids that need them.
Yes, school supplies.
School supplies, yeah.
Yep. So we are partnering with you, mm-hmm. to host Stuff a Bus for the Bemidji Area School District, for school supplies for kids who need them. They're getting expensive. I just ordered my kids' stuff and thought, oh my goodness. But now through Sunday, August 27th, we're collecting donations. So we have donation boxes at Lukens North and South, and then downtown right at the Visitors Information Center, or Visit Bemidji Tourist Information Center, right by Pelham Babe.
I got to tell you about this crew at the United Way. So Danelle here at the station had spotted this and thought, we should do that in Bemidji. We made one phone call, and like a week later, you had it set up. It was amazing.
Well, we did contact our partner agencies because we took it on a school supply drive on during COVID, just to kind of as a gap year with all the partners that were doing it, needing to work on other things. And then that didn't get picked back up. So you bringing it up made us move to talk to all the agencies to ask, is anyone doing anything? And also to decide, before we were giving the backpacks full to our partner agencies, and that was a hard task as well. So to go, all the supplies are going to go straight to the school district. They know who needs what. And we're excited to partner with the school district on this too.
So what do we do? as members of the Bemidji community who want to help.
Yes. Well, you'll see we have a bus parked outside by Paul and Babe as a everyday reminder to please participate. But you can purchase different school supplies, or sometimes, you know, you buy, like I bought stuff in bulk for my kids, but I know I don't need it all, so I can go put the pieces I don't need into the donation bins. We have a list on our website of the most needed items that the school district identified as most needed. From backpacks and pencils and pencil sharpeners, you know, erasers and markers and crayons, things you'd think of, and different types of notebooks, folders, even calculators and markers, water bottles too. You know, the kids all carry water bottles with them to school. So having that for the kids who need them or can't afford them is important as well. So that whole list is on the site, and all you have to do is go drop off whatever you want to donate into the donation bins.
Okay, so basically, if you're a parent and you're buying stuff for your kids, mm-hmm. more of what you're already buying is really what they need.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I mean, I needed two wide-ruled notebooks, but all I could find was a pack of three. Okay, now I have an extra one. I can donate that. Sure. You know, that sort of thing. Whether you have kids or not, you can donate.
Well, and I was going to say, for those who have never had kids, or those whose kids are long gone and you don't remember everything you had to buy, you've got the list on your website.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep. UnitedwayBemidji.org, and it's just /stuffabus. But it's right on the front page. You'll see it.
Now, second half of that is distributed to the people who need it, the kids who need it. How does mm-hmm. that happen?
Yes, Lindsay Olding, she's a liaison for the school district, helping families with resources there. She can help directly. We have her phone number posted, and she's taking a list of people who need it and what school they're at, so that she can make sure everybody gets what they need. She plans to distribute and check in with more families during orientation, so you know before the first day of school what you'll have for supplies for your child.
Right. And I guess I would say, as one who's been involved in stuff a truck for a long time, mm-hmm. very similar. A lot of people go to the grocery store and they buy this mm-hmm. a lot of the same stuff that they're buying for themselves, and then leaving some of it there in the truck. Same thing. If you got kids or you got kids, or you buy mm-hmm. all these things on a typical basis, like today said, buy an extra one or two. And that'll fill it up pretty quick.
Yeah, definitely will. So we're helping a lot of kids who need it. I know Lindsay and the school district are really excited that, you know, we're just working directly with them because they know what kids need.
So you can contribute through the 27th of August, which is a week from Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then that following week, it's already time to get ready for school. They'll start distributing to the kids.
Orientation happens all week, the 28th through the 1st, and families who need it, Lindsay's the go-to for that.
Okay. Are your kids ready for school?
I'm ready for them to go to school.
That was my second question. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
They're getting excited to see their friends and get back into it. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It fall is it's a fun time of year.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That newness. Mm-hmm. And then just like spring is another newness, we like our seasons here, and fall is one of them, especially for moms and dads.
Yes. Yep. And then fall's always a little too short up here, but that's a whole nother story. Thank you, though, for partnering with us on this.
Absolutely. Is there anything else we should know before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. I mean, this is just another way to support our community. Big thanks to the school district, to Lukens, Visit Bemidji, Parks and Rec, too, and mm-hmm. and of course, Paul Bunyan Broadcasting.
Okay. And again, any questions you may have, go to UnitedWayBemidji.org. Mm-hmm. It's all there.
It is.
Danae Alamano is the executive director and one of Bemidji's finest, soon to be a distinguished alum at Bemidji State University, by the way.
Following after Kev, who already is one.
I'm kind of requesting that they move whoever's next to me somewhere else so you can be there.
Oh, there we go.
Kind of a power thing there.
I like that.
Today, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Chat About Today was sponsored by Bemidji Chrysler Center, Honda of Bemidji, and First National Bank Bemidji. Coming up tomorrow, we will hear from Emily Dobby of Support Within Reach about their Human Trafficking Task Force. And later in the week, we'll get an update on Sanford Center. We'll hear from Brad and Barry about the block party, the St. Philip's Church Community Block Party, and much more. It's all coming up this week on Chatabout. I'm Kev Jackson. Thank you for being here today.